All right, you guys know what's up. We got a lot to talk about. Pac-12 realignment. We got underdog round robins for college football week number 3 that we're going to discuss. Of course, where is college game day going for week 4 and more.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. It is Winning Cures Everything. You guys know what's up. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. I'm at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully everybody's having a good Thursday thus far. It is the Thursday, September 12th edition of the show. And man, we got some stuff to discuss. First off, bettingcfb.com. You can become a member over there, $5 a month or $50 for the year. You will get plays as I make them, hopefully earlier than the line movements and all that kind of stuff, or when we decide to buy back when a line has moved too much, because a lot of times there is too much square money in the market. So, yes, much going on. If you've not already, subscribe to the channel. And if you don't, you should. Watch the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We are live on that show, and we had a good time this week. We have a good time every week, but man, the Q&A on Wednesday was a lot of fun. So always watch to the end. Always watch to the end. All right, let's go on and get into it. Oh, Three Dog Thursday. If you haven't watched that, it's on the channel here. TJ did a fantastic job while I was not able to do the show. So... let's jump into it. Let's get into this. Pac-12 expansion has happened. And how fitting that it happened in the middle of the night. Pac-12 after dark, it was like midnight. You start reading around on Twitter, you start figuring out, wait a minute, there's 4 schools that are going to leave the Mountain West to join the Pac-12. And the Pac-12 right now, of course, obviously only consists of Oregon State and Washington State. They had a 2-year grace period where they could still remain a conference in the eyes of the NCAA, without adding additional teams. You have to have at least 8 teams, and that is exactly what the presidents of Washington State and Oregon State have said that their plan is. They plan to get to 8 schools. So they've added 4 from the Mountain West: Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State. If they add 2 more state schools, they will be the state 8, as Tom Fornelli stated. Fornelli's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. So you got 6 right now. You need 2 more. It was a $17 million buyout per school from the Mountain West, and the Pac-12 owes an additional $10 to $12 million per school for each school that they take from that conference as per their scheduling agreement. Now, we got news a few weeks ago that the Mountain West and the Pac-12 were no longer going to have a scheduling agreement. And that makes sense because Oregon State and Washington State were basically paying these schools $1 million a game for them to allow them to schedule, especially this quickly, right? Because you had to break other contracts, et cetera, et cetera. So, six teams right now. The media contract, right now we know that the CW is interested in this. Can they get $12 million per school per year? Can they get 15? What does it look like? What does the market look like now? Because the Pac-12 is now in front of the Mountain West as far as a new television deal is concerned. So we got to look at who is next on the list. And the Pac-12 criteria that was stated is academics and athletics performance, media and brand evaluation, commitment to athletic success, geography, and logistics, culture, and student-athlete welfare. The geography one stands out to me because when it says something about academics and athletics performance, it's like it's tying those in together. Because if you just did academics, some of these schools, Boise State, San Diego State, that San Diego State's a pretty good school. Fresno, the academics are questionable, especially considering what the Pac-12 used to have. So the expectation level, I think, is a little bit different. So that is the criteria that the Pac-12 is looking for in their new additions. So who is next? What do they end up doing? Do they go after more Mountain West schools? I don't know if they want to just waste the whole coffers on Mountain West schools, because you have to find a Mountain West school that is willing to leave, like willing to pay $17 million, and then the Pac-12 has to pay $10 to $12 million per school. That's a lot of money. Cal and Stanford are not coming back. I know a lot of people are talking about that. The only way that they come back is if the ACC completely disintegrates. And I don't think that's going to happen. Cal and Stanford stand to make more money even without Florida State and Clemson in the SEC, or in the ACC, excuse me, than they would if they come back and join the Pac-12. The Pac-12 media agreement, like I said, $12 million a year, $15 million a year. The CW is interested in them. Right now it's only six schools. They've stated they're going to get to eight. What is that going to look like? If you get $12 to $15 million a year, well, that's more than the AC or AAC makes. That's more than the Mountain West makes, etc. So long term, it's certainly going to make more sense. Do they go to 10? Does it make sense for some of these schools logistically? For example, UNLV, yeah, logistically that would make a whole lot of sense. Academics are certainly questionable, but that is a rising football program. The basketball program is pretty good. It's a major media market. It would make a whole lot of sense to invite UNLV as well. UTSA, they just got to the AAC. You're already seeing what life looks like when they don't have Frank Harris. So that's something to pay attention to. Memphis and Tulane, two schools in the AAC, the only ones that have been left behind as far as realignment is concerned, and it's not like this is moving over to a Power 4 or Power 5 conference, but it is maybe better as far as money goes long term, and you'd get better football matchups for sure, right? Tulane and Memphis going and joining the Pac-12 with Boise, Fresno, San Diego State, Colorado State, Oregon State, Washington State. The travel would be hellacious, but you got pretty good markets there. If you were to add all four and go on ahead and get to 10, the Las Vegas market, the San Antonio market, the Memphis market, and the New Orleans market, if you're going at it the same way that the AAC did when they added schools from Conference USA, Charlotte had no business moving up, but Charlotte is a major market, right? You look at some of the other ones, FAU, et cetera. They were trying to go after markets. Rice, same thing, because they wanted to replace Houston in the market. A lot of moving up that maybe should not have happened, but markets apparently matter, especially when you're trying to deal with media contracts. So, media rights, et cetera. If I had to guess, like I've heard New Mexico might be involved. I've heard they might go after some more Mountain West schools. Okay, like take the check, take the losses kind of stuff like Bud Elliott always says. I think UNLV makes a whole lot of sense. Aside from that, Memphis or Tulane, if it's only going to be one of them. UTSA, I don't think makes sense to move up yet. It depends on who. Tulane has not been interested in moving up until recently. Memphis has been trying to get into a new conference for a long, long time. I don't know what that's going to mean, though, right? So my guess, probably UNLV and Memphis, but then Memphis would be the only school not in that footprint. So do they look at any more of these Mountain West schools? That's the question. So I'm very curious. If they bring Memphis, they probably got to bring Tulane as well. And if you bring those two, you probably need somebody else in this part of the world, right? I don't know if you want the same ACC setup where you've only got Cal and Stanford out west, and then, you know, you've got SMU in the middle, somewhere in the middle, but then everybody else is on the East Coast. If you have all West Coast schools and then you bring in a couple of schools that are further east, it's questionable. Very, very questionable. So I'm curious to see what they're going to end up doing with this. But, boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think this could be a really fun conference. Really, really do. All right, let's get into some Week 3 preview stuff. And look, I like to do G5 Game of the Week. As we get further into the season, this is always a lot more fun. So I've got three candidates for the G5 Game of the Week. App State at East Carolina, I think is going to be an absolute banger. Absolute banger. I think it's a lot of fun. Hawaii at Sam Houston. What is Hawaii? Like, is UCLA that bad? Is Hawaii's offense not very good? Is Sam Houston, are they the team that blew out Rice, or are they the team that got blown out by UCF? I want to know. That one's going to be a good data point game. And then finally, I've got Eastern Michigan against Jacksonville State. And Eastern Michigan hosting the game in Ypsilanti. Eastern Michigan is a lot of fun. I've said it before. Chris Creighton, the coach there, has raised up a pack of wild dogs that will fight you in the parking lot. And they are so much fun to watch. Jacksonville State, Rich Rodriguez had this thing kind of rolling last year, but now it feels like maybe they've lost their leadership. The defense is atrocious. Their defensive coordinator went over to Oklahoma. Something to pay attention to when you see these coaching moves happen. But yeah, Jacksonville State, I don't know what to make of this because they have not looked good. They got their doors blown off by Coastal Carolina in Week 1, and then the same thing happened against Louisville last week. So those are my three G5 games of the week. Tickets to everything are expensive these days, and I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything. Seriously, every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Let's look at underdog round robin plays. I've got five games that I've put into an, you know, underdog round robin. And not a lot of big lines, but I'm curious. I'm going to play them, or I've already played them, but we'll see. The first one here, Memphis plus 220. Here, you know what? Let's go and pull it up on the screen. Why not? Okay, so this is what I expect to happen in these games based on the five factors, right? And the five factors, Bill Connolly put that out. You know what? Let's restart this segment. Let's do this easy, okay? We're going to do an underdog round robin for college football week three. I have a system set up that predicts the chance to win for a team based on that season stats and based on the five factors. And the five factors are something that Bill Connolly from ESPN, the creator of SP Plus, he created the five factors, and I turned it into a metric to use. So it's basically what are the most important statistics to determine who will win a football game. Now, we've only got three weeks of data, if you count week zero, but 2 weeks of data for most teams. The five factors are explosiveness, efficiency, field position, finishing drives, and turnovers. And on my metric here, I've also included talent as a 25% part of this. So all the other stuff makes up 75%. Talent makes up 25%. So when it comes to explosiveness, you can do yards per play, points per play, all that kind of stuff. Like, do it all together. Efficiency, success rate, third down conversions, field position is average starting field position, you know, FPA, whatever. Finishing drives is points per trip inside the 40, red zone scoring, etc. And then turnovers. So he measured using turnover margin, adjusted turnover margin, turnovers luck, all that kind of stuff. I just decided to go with havoc. Who can create negative plays? And that includes interceptions, fumbles. It doesn't really mess with luck a whole lot. It's who is good at creating havoc and who is good at not letting havoc happen. So you find a metric for that as well. And then of course, talent is based on 247, right? That's to me, that's the easiest one. I'll probably end up switching to on three eventually, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, okay. So let's look at this round robin stuff. The first game, I'm going to take Memphis. And you see here, their implied odds to win, right up here. Their implied odds to win are 34.48% per the sports book. Five Factors has them at 66.61% chance to win the game. That includes talent as well. Florida State has been, they have not been playing winning football whatsoever. It's not even close. So Memphis plus 220 is one leg of our parlay, our round robin. UMass plus 150. And obviously I needed to do these better, but Massachusetts is playing at Buffalo. And I don't see them on here, but I know that they're here. UMass is plus 150. Did I put UMass or did I put something else? Let's grab a different one. I'll see them here in a minute. There it is. UMass is 38.76% per the sports book to win outright. I've got them at 51.43% against Buffalo. So, that is one thing. Next leg. So, I like Pitt to win against Virginia, or West Virginia. They're a 1.5 or 2-point dog. I think they're only plus 110. East Carolina, I like them to win over App State. East Carolina, by the way, here, 47% chance to win per the sportsbook, 69.33% based on five factors. So I like East Carolina in that matchup. But I'm not including those in this leg because I don't think the payout is big enough. Hawaii. Hawaii at Sam Houston. Hawaii is 38.76% to win based on implied odds from the sportsbook, implied probability. I've got them at 57.29%. And so Sam Houston, 65.75% implied probability. I've got them at 42.71% on that. And then let's go with two more, right? So I like to do five. I like to do it Canadian style where it's any two that win, you get a payout. Any three that win, you get a payout along with all the other matches. Any four, and then if all five hit, that also counts as a parlay as well. So you put like $5 down for 31 bets, and you can end up making 160 some odd dollars or something like that. So this is lottery ticket kind of stuff, right? All right, TCU against UCF. TCU is 47.62% chance per the sports books to win there. I've got them at 57% per the five factors. And finally, I'm going to take Purdue plus 300. It's back up to 10, the line is. I decided on this. Purdue has only played one game. They had a bye week before Notre Dame. And if you look at what Purdue was able to do, and they played a nobody, right? So if you played a nobody, it is what it is. 19% chance for Purdue to win outright per the sports books. 60.18% chance there. Notre Dame, 84.62% chance per the sports book. 39.82%. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. So I was like, all right, that's a huge discrepancy. I'm going to change that around. There are others where wrong team is favored per the per this. And one of those is South Carolina, 30.77% chance and 60.28. Now, that South Carolina offense is pretty atrocious. That's why I did not include them here. But would it surprise me to see them get a win? No, not in the slightest. Oregon State and Oregon, that one's interesting, if only because Oregon is such a massive favorite, and it's all based on, well, eventually they got to wake up, right? It's kind of the same thing with Florida State. Eventually they got to wake up, but maybe they don't. I mean, it's got Oregon, the sportsbooks do, at an 89.8% implied probability to win. Five factors, only 54%. And the game's on the road. So, FIU against Florida Atlantic. And FAU here, 67% per the sportsbook, 42% per the five factors. Florida International, though, the reason I did not include FIU in this, six turnovers against Central Michigan, not totally replicable. I believe they were outgained in that game. Middle Tennessee Middle Tennessee has not been good, but Middle Tennessee also 31.25% at home against Western Kentucky, and I've got them at a 50.11% chance. So that's pretty nuts. And then finally, last one that I'll include here. I'll include two more. Rice against Houston. Rice, 40% chance to win at Houston per the sports books, 57% per my five factors ranking. Along with that, last one, North Texas, 26.32% chance to win outright against Texas Tech based on the sportsbook odds. But five factors has got them a 54.64% chance to win. So there are quite a few wrong teams favored, but also this is not based on power ratings. This is just based on season-long stats thus far, and we've only got two data points. So, I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right. Where is College Game Day going for week number four? Last week, we did not get close. We thought they'd go to Wisconsin. The LSU-South Carolina game did not look intriguing. We then found out, after we had posted the video, got a call that, hey, if Kentucky wins, they're going to Kentucky for Georgia in Lexington. Well, Kentucky did not win, and they had to change it on the fly. And what I found out is they really tried to not go to the same game that Fox is going to, right? Fox only goes to Fox games. So ESPN is probably going to start only going to ABC games, right? So that's the guess here. Or not ABC, but like ESPN games as well. Whatever they decide to do, whatever the biggest SEC game is, or Big 12, or ACC game is, that's the one that College Game Day is likely going to go to. They'll still go to some of the massive matchups for the Big Ten, because there are still huge brands in that, so we can look forward to that. But what we're looking at this coming week, USC at Michigan, that is a fun game, that is an interesting game, that is going to be a ratings monster. But it's 2:30 p.m. on CBS. That's Central Time Zone, God's time zone, of course. That one I don't believe is going to make it. The next game that is an option, Utah at Oklahoma State. That could be a Big 12 title game precursor, right? This could be matchup one of two. This one's at 2:30 on Fox. So Fox has got this one. But it is a conference that ESPN is involved with, right? ESPN and Fox, they share the media rights for the Big 12. The game's on Fox, but they could potentially show that one. If you look at the schedule for next week, the ABC game in the afternoon, it doesn't look like there is one yet. And that's interesting. The NBC game is Notre Dame and Miami of Ohio. ABC at 11 a.m. has got NC State at Clemson. Both of those teams already have a loss. There is a chance maybe Vanderbilt at Missouri ends up being the ABC game, or UCLA at LSU, Arkansas at Auburn. There are whatever the option is for the 2:30 ABC game, but I don't think any of those are big enough. Maybe they go to Missouri for the Vanderbilt game if Vanderbilt ends up being Georgia State, because then you got two undefeated SEC teams. That could be fun. But I think where College Game Day is going to go: Tennessee at Oklahoma. Does it get bigger than that? First SEC game. It's a primetime game. First SEC game in Norman. That's the thing. Both of those are top 15 teams right now. Obviously, we'll see what happens with Oklahoma against Tulane. Don't think that Tennessee is going to have any problem at all with Kent State, but that is something to pay attention to. So my guess is Tennessee at Oklahoma. If not that, maybe Utah at Oklahoma State, but that would be dependent upon upsets, etc. I think College Game Day is going to be in Norman, Oklahoma next week. Feels like it's been a while since they've been there. Been a while. All right. That is going to wrap things up. You guys are absolutely fantastic. Of course, as always, ticketsmarter.com. Check them out, WCE10 or WCE20, to get $10 or $20 off of your order. $20 off an order of $300 or more, $10 off an order of $100 or more. Check out $3 Thursday. Check out the BetUS College Football Show, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, check out the other stuff on this channel here and listen to the podcast as well. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.